Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
But we could see setbacks along the way as well. We shouldn't take anything for granted. But what is clear is my economic plan is working, and we're just getting started.
I think we'll see a substantial reduction in inflation in the year ahead.
It's going to take a year.
Well, I believe by the end of next year, you will see much lower inflation.
So signs are pointing in the right direction. We do not appear to be in a recession at this point. The data do not indicate that.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming. Your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Bibi Netanyahu, soon to be prime minister now for the third time. He is already the longest serving prime minister in the history of Israel. And for many, many years, I've described Bibi as the sole voice of reason and moral clarity in the world. And I don't think we had a better period of time in terms of modern day strength than the alliance that was forged between the United States and Israel during the presidency of Donald Trump. I mean, things that I thought would be unimaginable happened during those years, including the Abraham Accords, moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, its rightful place, also recognizing the Golan Heights, some things that America should have done many, many times before, some things that many candidates had promised but never delivered on, and adding to an alliance that I never thought I would see in my lifetime either. And that was Israel, the U.S., the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Saudis, the Emirates, all against this threat of Iranian hegemony. But it happened. Anyway, with the recent elections in Israel, Bibi will be back in power very shortly. He has a coalition government, probably the most conservative in many decades. And the prime minister is with us now. He has, by the way, he has his brand new book out, an autobiography. And it's called Bibi, My Story, and What a Life Bibi Has Led. Mr. Prime Minister, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. It's wonderful to talk to you, Sean. Good to talk to you.
I look at the world today, and I see Iran in pursuit of their nuclear ideology, their nuclear weapons, and married to their sick ideology would be a very scary scenario for the world. I see China now, their geopolitical ambitions with Taiwan. We see what's happening and unfolding in Ukraine with Vladimir Putin. All of these things together concern me, and I feel that the United States has abdicated its role as the leader and the advocate for freedom. In other words, Americans, especially an American president, should be speaking out in favor of the freedom movement that is unfolding in Iran, or the freedom movement that was unfolding inside of China, or the freedom movement that is unfolding as people resist Vladimir Putin's draft to go into fight in Ukraine. And we don't hear a word from an American president, but I would expect we'd hear from you.
Well, first, let me just make an observation that the Arab citizens of Israel are full citizens, and quite a few of them, by the way, vote for us. The party that you're talking about is one portion of that electorate that is beholden to the Muslim Brotherhood. And you're quite right, the coalition, the incredible coalition that they had in the government that's going out, that we defeated, was in fact rejected by so many Israelis precisely because that particular party doesn't accept the existence of a Jewish state. In fact, of a Jewish democratic state. They have other views, as you can imagine. So that's why one of the reasons they lost. They wanted the people of Israel resoundingly decided that they want the kind of government that we have led that takes care of all its citizens, Jews and Arabs alike, but stands up to the kind of aggression that you're talking about, specifically from Iran. In the Middle East, and certainly in the case of Israel, 90% of the security problems, the terror, the aggression is coming from Iran. And the thing that has changed, I think, is that while I spoke, sometimes I felt I was, you know, speaking against the wind vis-a-vis the dominant powers in the world that didn't see the threat from Iran as I did, didn't see the threat of Iran becoming a nuclear power that would threaten everybody, not just Israel and our Arab neighbors, but also the United States. They chant death to Israel, death to the United States. And I think that I'm not alone anymore. I think that in many ways, first of all, most of the American people agreed with me even then. But now, I think a vast amount of the international opinion sees the Iranian regime for what it is. It's been unmasked for the terror regime that subjugates and subjugates its people, that murders men and women on the streets, and that must not have nuclear weapons, and its aggression must be stopped. I think that has brought, that's my sense, Sean, there's a change in the way Western governments perceive it, and I think there is a change, I sense that change also in Washington. I think there's an understanding that you simply cannot give them, cannot pave their way with gold, with hundreds of billions of dollars of sanctions relief in a flawed nuclear deal where that would simply pave their way to a nuclear arsenal in a few years. I think that's changed, and I welcome that change. And I certainly intend to speak to President Biden about it and see what we can do for our common interests. We have a common interest, especially the democratic countries of the world, to prevent this tyranny, this bloody tyranny, from having nuclear weapons that will threaten all of us.
You're not just the longest-serving prime minister in Israel's history. I would argue, and I think have a very strong argument, that you've been the most consequential by far. You know a lot of these players on the world stage that I view as being hostile regimes. You know, and you have met with Vladimir Putin. You know President Xi, and you've met with the likes of him. And I'm watching their maneuvers right now, and it's very unsettling. What do you think is going on right now in the world? And the one thing that maybe scares me the most is this alliance that has emerged between China, Iran, and Russia. That concerns me.
Well, that would concern me too. It does, actually, but it concerns everyone. Anyone who's concerned with the stability and peace of the world wants to see a strong alliance between like-minded countries. And I think that I write in my book quite a bit about the fact that both our countries, Israel and the United States, are countries that were founded with a purpose. Our purpose was to realize the dream of ages, the ingathering of the exiles prophesied in the Bible, the resurrection of the Jewish national life in our ancient homeland, the land of Israel. And in our ancient capital, Jerusalem, that we achieved. But I think the United States was also founded with a purpose. You know, we're the original promised land. You're the new promised land. And the promise of the new promised land was to be the guardian of liberty in the world. And I think that, I wouldn't shortchange the United States. I think that fundamentally, across the vast swathe of the American people, they believe that America is a guardian of liberty, that the freedoms that we enjoy are precious, but they have to be guarded. If there's one thing I say, and I develop this in a number of places in my book, I think what we have realized is it's not enough to be good, it's not enough to be moral, it's not even enough to be morally superior. You have to be very strong, because history doesn't really give the good guys any advantage if they're not strong enough to overcome or to resist the bad guys and the aggressive powers in history. And I think what is required and may be happening is that the democracies, precisely in this unstable world, changing world, realize that they have to go back to basics. And the basics is we have to have the power and resolve to defend ourselves against aggressive regimes that don't share our values.
Well, I'm not asking you to criticize Joe Biden. What I'm asking you is the world standing up to the most hostile regimes with strength? Because I think we need a lot more strength than we're showing now. I'm putting it nicely because I don't want to drag you into American politics.
Well, look, I've known Joe Biden, President Biden, for 40 years, and he's a personal friend. We sometimes disagreed, but I think that he believes in the ideal freedom, the ideal of freedom, no less than other presidents. I think right now the jury is out on all of us, because you're quite right, and Ronald Reagan was right. I mean, we're tested all the time. We don't. It's not that we can sit on our laurels and say we have secured freedom, we've secured peace, we've secured our own security in a one-shot deal never to be repeated. That's not true. Every generation has to rise to the occasion, because history doesn't stop. You know, and we understand that there are great dangers that have to be confronted. I've devoted a good part of my adult life to prevent what I think is the most aggressive regime in the world, and that is the terrorist regime in Tehran, that we must not have it obtain nuclear weapons. It's not because nuclear weapons can't be found elsewhere in regimes that are unsavory. It's that Iran's acquisition of nuclear weapons could be coupled with, a lack of consideration of cost and cost and consequences to using them. That is very, very dangerous. Iran chants death to Israel, death to America. They call us the little Satan. They call you the big Satan. If such a regime, interspersed between East and West, acquires nuclear weapon, it could metastasize to dangers that we cannot imagine. Look at what Iran is doing now when it doesn't have nuclear weapons. It's all over the place. It's devouring Iraq. It's set up a puppet regime in Lebanon, in Gaza. They've got the Houthis in Yemen. They're in Latin America and South America, by the way. You should know that.
But let me ask you this, because
They're in Syria, obviously. So they're devouring, they're trying to devour one nation after the other. That's what they're doing without nuclear weapons. But imagine if they had intercontinental ballistic missiles that could reach any American city with nuclear warheads. That, you know, would put the entire world hostage to a regime unlike which we've seen before, because this is a radical Islamist thuggery that believes that all of us should be either subjugated or destroyed. We cannot have them have nuclear weapons. So in addition to the other challenges that you rightfully mentioned, this is a paramount challenge that, in many ways, you know, people ask me, what do you come back to office for? I mean, this is my sixth term as a prime minister. And, you know, Israeli life, political life, as I described, is not exactly a genteel walk in the park. You know, it's very cruel to, that's the nature of politics. But Israeli politics is crueler than most, and my family has suffered vilification and slander. And people ask me, why are you coming back? Well, I'm coming back to do everything in my power to prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons also to expand the circle of peace in ways that I think is really possible, and to do other things to secure the future of Israel. But the first reason is Iran. The first reason. And it's a good enough reason. It's important for all of us.
I want to remind you about Omaha Steaks. All right, quick break. More with Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, back now, the longest serving prime minister in Israeli history. He has his new autobiography out. It's called Bibi, My Story. All right, we continue with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He came out with his autobiography, What a Life He's Lived, Bibi, My Story. You can get it at Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and bookstores everywhere. Let me ask you, we only have about a minute left. While you were prime minister and Donald Trump was president, you had the Abraham Accords, something, a breakthrough that nobody thought was possible at the time. You made it possible. Do you believe those accords are holding up to the expectations you had at the time? And how pivotal will they be moving forward to prevent Iran from ever getting that nuclear arsenal that they so desire?
Well, first of all, I greatly appreciate what President Trump did for Israeli-American relations in his tenure. You mentioned the recognition of Jerusalem as our capital, long overdue, given that King David recognized it and declared it as our capital 3,000 years ago. So it's about bloody time, as the Brits say. He recognized our sovereignty on the Golan Heights. He withdrew from the dangerous Iran deal. All of that is important. How long does, what does this do? I mean, repeat your question, the second part of your question, because I'd like to refer to it specifically.
Just asking, do you believe that they will hold up now moving forward? I feel there's been a little bit of a fracture.
You were asking about the Abraham Accords. That was the other major achievement, of course, that we had.
That was huge.
It's enormous. It's a
I'm running out of time, but you have every belief and confidence back in power as prime minister that you can build on those accords, I'm sure. By the way, for the sake of the world, I hope you're successful. I don't want to give short change to the book. Your book is phenomenal. Your life story is phenomenal. You were raised in both Israel and America, and you rose to global prominence. Your brother, you both joined an elite special forces outfit in the Israeli Defense Forces, known as the unit, and your brother lost his life at Entebbe, the raid at Entebbe. You yourself were injured in battle as well. The longest serving prime minister in Israel's history. The book is called Bibi, My Story. It's on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. Mr. Prime Minister, you are truly a man of moral clarity and leadership, and we're so glad you're back and look forward to seeing you on my next trip to Israel.
Sean, you're always welcome. And thank you, America. God bless America and God bless Israel.
Amen.
And our partner.
All right.
Thank you.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
This is What's Right with America. You're listening to The Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. This is, I guess, unless there's any big, major, massive breaking news. This is going to be my last show for the year. This is my one long vacation every year. My staff couldn't be happier. They don't hear me, see me for an entire 2 weeks. Are you excited to be without me?
I'm just excited for you to get to day 9 of your vacation and finally unwind. That's about how long it's going to take.
It takes a long time.
That's when you start to text normally, like instead of like rapid fire at 3 a.m. I get like a text around 1:30 in the afternoon. Like, how you doing?
The weird thing is I know what the first 2 or 3 days are going to be, me just crashing. I know because I've done this way too many years
forever.
Now.
Forever.
And then at some point, though, what I love about the vacation part, and I'm not a big vacation person, is that some point, well, I love the time with my family. I love the time with my kids.
I know you do. I mean, and
we have some plans to have some fun and do some things and things they want to do, not what I want to do. I'm just looking forward to that part. But then at some point, the creative juices start to flow. There's some unfinished business from this year that we've got to take care of. And that is, we have got to get this country back on track. And we've got to have a commitment to do so. So I used to ski till I tore my meniscus and everything else is broken and, you know, breaking down in terms of my physical activity. Thanks to martial arts, I'm stronger than I've ever been, although things hurt more than they've ever hurt in my life as well. But this, it really is our responsibility. It really does come down to us. And we're the ones that not only have to have the ideas that are going to help the next generation and make this country stronger and make this country safer and make this country wealthier and give more opportunity for everybody in this country. We can accomplish that. And I know at times people get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. You know, I said the day after Election Day, I said, when I first started in radio, Ronald Reagan was president. And I lived through the end of his presidency. I lived through the one term of George Herbert Walker Bush. Then we had 8 years of Hannity, remember me, Bill Clinton, I'm your buddy. How you doing? I know you never really liked me very much, but I was there. I did say the era of big government's over, the end of welfare as we know it. So give me some credit, Hannity. My little pumpkin didn't quite make it over the finish line in 2016. I lived through that presidency. Then we had George W. Bush, 43, and 9 months into his presidency, 9/11 happens. And it changes the world that we're on a wartime footing, you know, for the rest of his presidency. That leads into Obama. Obama leads into Trump. You know, now we've got a problem with the FBI putting their thumbs on the scales of presidential elections, both in 2016, now in 2020. So there are certain things that are going to happen next year, starting right out of the box in January, important investigations. And with the Republicans in power in Congress, it's going to make a big difference. And maybe it's going to take the visual sight of that gavel being handed over to the Republicans for people to understand this means something powerful. But beyond that, there's got to be a plan, and I've already figured that part out, and I'll explain it more when I get back after the new year. I don't want to leave today without saying thank you to everybody in this audience. You make this show possible. We're able to pass, 700 stations this year. I don't like to brag about that stuff. I feel silly talking about it, but I'm grateful for it. I'm not saying it in a braggadocious kind of way. I'm grateful for all of you that watch the TV show every night. I've been doing that now for 27 years. You give me this microphone. You give me that camera every night. And I am extraordinarily grateful. I think we need more of our voices heard than less. And there are not enough of us on air. And we need to have more people on air than less. And I celebrate other people's success. TV and radio are not zero-sum games. When my friends like Mark Levin or Dan Bongino are doing well, I'm happy for them. I want them to do well. And many other people, too many people to name, obviously, but there's so many others that I'm very fond of in this industry. But I don't want to forget also, I hope all of you get some time to be with your families, to think about the things that are important in life beyond politics. Family, friends, God, country, the things that matter most to you, and think about what your future, what you want your life to unfold, how you would like your life to unfold. What are the most important things to you? What are your top priorities in life? I get very philosophical when I go away. I always do. At some point after I get back to normal, meaning out of my routine, actually get some real rest, I begin to slow down a little bit. And by slowing down, I feel like that's when I'm my most creative. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And I want to wish all of you a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of God's blessings to you and your family. This life is not easy. Life is hard. The road less traveled. Read that book. Life is difficult. Once you acknowledge that truth, it's a paradox. Life then becomes a little bit easier. And I think everybody experiences that. Everyone thinks that, oh, this other person has it so easy. Don't think they have it so easy. I don't know anybody that goes through this life without trouble, without problems, without issues to deal with, without loss. Anyway, so thank you for all you do for me all year long. Thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for watching the TV show. And I promise you, I'm going to come back with a resolve. That I can promise you. And our resolve is to do our part, this generation's part, to keep this country strong and prosperous and free. To our phones we go. Big time, AJ, Houston, Texas. Didn't you once play Santa Claus on this show? I just remember.
Well, big time, Sean Hannity. I want to say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas to everybody, and God bless everybody. Have a prosperous Christmas. And all the kiddies, be good, because Santa will be coming on top of that roof and drop y'all some great presents. Get ready. God loves you all. Sean Hannity, you're the great one. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, Happy New Year.
God bless you, AJ.
Sean Hannity. Love you, man.
love you back. I mean, how lucky and fortunate are we that we have people like Big Time AJ listening to this program?
But can we just remind the audience? We have to just tell everybody, when we met AJ,
yeah,
I can't be the only one that was shocked when he walked up. And he's this very in shape, smaller, not smaller, but like, you know, he's like 5'5", and he's got this voice that sounds like he's about 7'5".
As we say in the radio, he's got a great set of pipes, no doubt
about
it.
Sure does.
All right, let's go to Marie in Arizona. Hey, Marie, how are you? Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, whatever you're celebrating.
Hi, Miss Hannity. Happy Holidays. Happy Merry Christmas. I celebrate Christmas. I just wanted to definitely say God bless you and your family, too. I was calling because I definitely support what you've said about family values. For ourselves, our children are off school. Today is their last day, and we're going to bring them home, and we have taken their phones away because we agree with everything you said. We don't have them do TikTok, Facebook, none of that. No, we're going to get back to old-fashioned family values. We'll be playing some games that they can play with their hands. We're going to be playing Bah Humbug, Scrabble, Monopoly, all those games that are good for kids. And we're just going to be having some family time.
My family makes me play all those board games. I don't love them, but I do it because they like it. And some of these games take hours and hours to play. That's funny.
Time.
Oh, and by the way, Marie, there's no way you're from Arizona. Where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Texas, and then my family moved to Arizona. So my parents are from Texas, deep south Texas.
I could tell. But anyway,
yeah.
You have a great Christmas. I kind of like the idea of taking away the kids' electronic devices, although there's going to be a period of withdrawal and probably a few temper tantrums along the way when you take it away.
It's helpful because, you know, we find that, you know, when they play in the little games, like we have a little trivia card game they play called Bah Humbug. We play Monopoly and Scrabble. When they play those, it's a fun way. And, you know, especially if they're Christmas themed, you know, we do Christmas and all them different things. So it's just a good way to play with the family.
I love that. That's family time. You can't ever get that back. I say this to people that I know whose parents are elderly or maybe they're not doing that well. Spend as much time with your parents as you possibly can. One of the regrets I have in my life is that as I was pursuing this crazy radio life of mine, you know, I was gone from where my parents lived in New York for 16 years. And my dad died 6 months when I came back, and I did not come back very often. I didn't have the time. I didn't have the money for a lot of those years to just be flying around the country, but I wish I did make the time. I wish I did invest the money. And I regret that I didn't, but I think my parents knew how I felt about them. I did tell them that part. Anyway, Marie, God bless you. Have a great holiday. James is in California. What's up, James? How are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, you're the best. First-time caller. You and Billy Cunningham are the best. I'm martial arts, too. Met Chuck, our friend Chuck Norris. But my my question, how is it nobody knows who is telling Joe Biden what to do, what to say, with all the influence that the Congress people you have on the TV show and the radio? We don't seem to know. I don't know if it's AOC. I don't know if she's that smart, but somebody's telling him things. Who do you think?
I have no idea, but I don't think that Joe knows today's Thursday. That's all I can say. And yes, it's embarrassing. It's humiliating. It's cringeworthy every time he speaks. The country's better than this. I mean, we ran that ad yesterday of progressives, leftists, you know, the squad types. They don't want Joe running next time. Now, meanwhile, they're manipulating the hell out of him. He's doing everything they want him to do. I'm not sure why they wouldn't want him back there. Otherwise, but I guess maybe they're looking at Gavin Newsom. They think he's younger, more energetic. God,
he's awful too.
If you like California, then you're going to love Gavin Newsom.
Play those one-liners you used to play about Joe Biden all the time, about you can't go to a 7-Eleven. I miss all of them.
I'll bring them back in the new year, okay?
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, my friend. Right. Thank you, James. Vicky, Alabama. What's going on, Vicky? How are you?
Hello, Sean. I have been wondering what is going on, whatever happened to all the truck drivers when the prime minister shut down their bank accounts and started arresting them. The story just disappeared.
You know, I don't, you're talking about little Justin Trudeau. I don't remember how it actually ended. I just remember that the truckers kind of went back to work. I mean, the idea that we were losing tens of thousands of military members and people not signing up for the military because of this vaccine mandate, that drove me nuts. I mean, how stupid are we? And by the way, this coming from a president and, quote, a commander in chief that declared that the pandemic is over. The pandemic is not over. There's still COVID out there. I know somebody, as a matter of fact, somebody that works on my TV show just got it. And he just wrote me an hour ago that his wife got it. So, you know, it's still out there. Nobody's really seemingly talking about it. They stopped producing monoclonal antibodies. To me, the biggest mistake they made in this. They keep pushing one booster after another booster after another booster. I know more people that get a booster and then within 2 to 3 weeks end up with COVID. And I'm like,
wow,
I am so done ever listening to any government official as it relates to my health ever again. And I think a lot of us got freaked out. We saw all the people in March and April of 2020 and May and June that were dying. And I think the government came out without testing it, without doing the due diligence that they should have. Like, look, even Dr. Malone, the guy that created the technology that led to the mRNA vaccines, he said it's being overused. It's not fully tested. Would he use it on the sick and the elderly? Yes. People with compromised immune systems? Yes. Would he use it on people with, you know, other conditions? Yes. But everybody else, he says, no, he wouldn't have. And it turned out that the people that were talking about natural immunity, to me, they were the ones that ended up being right. But that wasn't even an option for anybody. That's why they were mandating the thing. And it turns out now we have more people dead from COVID that were vaccinated than were unvaccinated. So, you know, go figure. All right, Vicky, appreciate the call. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Full coverage tonight. Hannity, Biden sinking to new lows, wanting to regulate how fast boaters can go because they want to save the whales. You can't make this stuff up. Also, Biden roasted for sending a ton of money to South Africa and other African countries. We can't afford to spend $8 billion here and $50 billion there. Anyway, also, we'll talk to Peter Ducey. His recent exchange, they're priceless, by the way, with Karine Jean-Pierre. We'll check in with Mark Meadows, Ari Fleischer, Stephen Miller tonight. And also, why won't the Biden administration that promised transparency allow the National Archives to release the documents related to Hunter and Burisma? We'll check in with Pam Bondi, Greg Jarrett, also Prime Minister Netanyahu, and much, much more. 9 Eastern Hannity on Fox News. We'll see you tonight back here in the new year. Have a great Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless all of you and all your families, and we'll see you next year. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.